He was a little gray Sheltie, what they call a blue Merle Sheltie, named Magic. He was deaf and blind, and he never, ever stepped away from the kitchen door. Not ever, not once. And that day, I had about 45 people coming here, and I needed more ice. So I decided to go to Moulton's Market and get ice, right? So I went out, got in my car, backed out, and felt this thump. And I got out, and there was the dog, and he rolled his eyes and died. Right there, right, just 45 minutes before all these people were coming to my house. It was like, oh, no, what do I do now, right? I just killed my dog. I called the neighbor across the street, and I said, Dee Dee, I just ran over my dog. She started shrieking. I said, could you please come over? And she said, okay. Then I called another friend of mine, two more friends of mine, and told them what I'd done. I said, could you just get down here right now and play hostess? And they said, okay. And so then John called, and he said, I'm going to be a few minutes late. And I told him what I'd done. He goes, oh, my God, we'll cancel. I said, no, you can't. All these people are starting to be here. They're here. There's snow. Don't worry about me. I'll hide. My dead dog at that point was wrapped in a towel on the trampoline in my barn. So then after everybody left, we were talking, and they said, well, you got to get going. So I think we should bury the dog. And I said, yeah, that's probably a good idea. And so we did. We all went out and dug a hole, and we had a little prayer service, and we buried my dog. And then he went off to Hopkins Center, where he was supposed to go. Magic will live forever. He will be inscribed in the rolls of New Hampshire history in some weird, small way for a little Sheltie.